I'm Daniel Chacon. Welcome to another edition of Words on a Wire. Today, my guest is first-time novelist Val Brilinski. Her book, The Girl Who Slept with God, has just come out to rave reviews, and it is an awesome, amazing read. Hard to believe it's a first novel. As I was reading this, I couldn't help but think of an incident that happened in my life as a fiction writer. I was living in California at the time, and I wanted to get published by Ziziva, you know, which is supposed to be one of the best literary journals in the country. The editor, his name was Howard Junker. He doesn't edit it anymore. He's still around. He's a Facebook friend. I never actually met him in real life, but he seems like a very nice guy. And every time he would reject you, if he liked the story, he would write on the bottom of the form rejection letter, "Onward," with an exclamation point. And that was the sign that you were getting his attention. And some of the stories I sent him got the "Onward," and some of them didn't. But then finally, I sent this one story that I thought was fantastic. And he wrote me back a handwritten letter, which in the world of rejections in literary magazines back in that time, because I don't think they do that as much anymore. If they really liked your work, they gave you a handwritten rejection telling you why they're not going to take it. And so I was very excited, and I hung it on my wall and bragged to all my friends that I got a handwritten rejection from Howard Junker, which is kind of strange if you think about it, being so proud of a rejection. But at first, when I read it, I kind of got a little mad at him. Part of the letter, it says, "Would you please quit writing about drunk Mexicans?" What the hell is he trying to say? Now, albeit one of my characters in the story was a drunk Mexican, but I felt that the bringing him to the drunk point to where he got really obnoxious and where the culminating point in the story begins was, you know, quite organic. And I was really kind of upset at him. Like, how could he say that, man? He doesn't know me. So what? Just because there's a drunk Mexican, if there was a drunk white guy, would he say, quit writing about drunk white guys? So I was very offended. But after a while, I let the story sit like I'd always do. And then I returned to it and I thought, you know, he's right. I think I'm going to quit writing about drunk Mexicans. And it was really actually a good point. And I think when I'm reading Val Brilinski's novel, The Girl Who Slept with God, it has to do with evangelical Christians, a very strict evangelical Christian family. And at first, when I started to read it, I thought, oh no, here it goes again. Another novel, another popular culture criticism of the evangelical community, making them look like idiots, making them look silly and ridiculous. But it doesn't happen at all. She never goes into stereotypes. And this family is really a beautiful, beautiful portrayal. The characters are rich, they're deep. And in spite of the fact that they're evangelical Christians, they have very deep inner lives. And I'm looking forward to talking to her about how she avoided those stereotypes. And I don't know if you've read any of my works, any of my fiction, but I don't write about drunk Mexicans. Stick around. We'll be right back with Val Brilinski.